dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Well, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be on this Boxing Day. Yeah, a lot of people don't know what Boxing Day is. Day after Christmas. And it is basically what it says it is. It's a day when you put things in a box and you run back to the store and you hope you can get better stuff. As I said, happy Boxing Day. People up north will understand what I mean. Nobody else will. But that's part of the course. Nobody usually understands what I say anyway. Today is Wednesday, December the 26th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number of Republic Trading Group. Well, it's not even worthwhile giving out the number. Pretty much because, really, I can't take orders on gold until next week because the major suppliers are all on vacation. But you can still access the website at republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com and see what we have. And what we have is minimal. European gold, by and large, is all we have. Quick check of the Dow was all over the place today, in and out of the green and the red zone, if you will. Dow finally managing a 2.36% gain. Up at 13,551, NASDAQ up 10 points at 2,724, S&P up just a little bit more than a point at 1,497. Retailers are looking for a post-holiday bump. Apparently, a lot of guys out there went shopping on the last day, and what did they get? They got gift cards. So the retailers are hoping all those people who got gift cards come in and spend them this week so they can count it on their Christmas shopping list. Outside of that, not much good news out there financially speaking, and that was represented by, obviously, a big jump in gold prices. Gold in New York soaring. But you'll have to wait and see how much it soared until we get back.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Standing here, arms outstretched into the sky, tears drying on their face. He has been here. Brothers lie in shallow graves, fathers lost without a trace, a nation blind to their disgrace since he's been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. Only sadness. Houses burnt beyond repair, smell of death is in the air. A woman weeping in despair says he has been here. Tracer lighting up the sky, it's another family's turn to die. A child afraid to even cry out says he has been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your anymore, only sadness. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday, Boxing Day. James Blunt, no bravery. War has no bravery, by the way. Quick check of what happened on the medals front today. As we said before the break, gold soared today. I wonder why. Maybe a weaker dollar. Gold closed up $13 in New York at $826. Silver up 16 cents at $14.73. Platinum up $13 as well at $1,544. Palladium up $3 at $3.64. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $1.40 at $8.24.60. Silver off 2 cents at $14.71. Crude oil up $1.79, was up almost $2.50, heading towards $100 again. Closed today at $95.92. Why the sudden spike in oil prices? tension in the Middle East. U.S. dollar weaker by 39 basis points today. U.S. dollar index closing at 77.20. Oil market obviously very skittish about the events taking place on the Kurdish border between Turkey and northern Iraq. And the reason they always get a little nervous with hostilities in that area of the world is there's a rather large oil pipeline that goes from Iraq through Turkey, and the PKK has often threatened to blow up said oil pipeline. Tensions in the Middle East still rising. It is amazing to see some of the news reports out today. And by the way, Charles Carlson usually joins us each and every Wednesday. Give us the update on the goings-on of the Christian Zionists out there. Well, Charles is vacationing with family in Colorado as he speaks, and he'll be joining us again next Wednesday. But the propagandists out there, the good folks at CNN and ABC and CBS, all the rest of them, today were touting, because obviously the Zionists want to go to war with Iran, and they feel they've got a leg up today because 40 Jews from Iran, Iranian Jews, flew to Jerusalem yesterday. And this was based on because they felt persecuted in Iran, which was a lie, but you know, discerning the lies today is pretty easy. So out of the 25,000 Jews that are in Iran, I guess 40 of them decided to take up the financial offer that was given to them by a Jewish Christian organization supported by none other than Pat Robinson and Jerry Falwell's old institution. And yes, Pat Boone, who was a spokesman for another gold company on another network, offered them $10,000 if they had moved to Israel. Now, you have to think about this for a little while to understand what is going on here. There's these so-called Judeo-Christian organizations in America that have been promoting this for a long time, John Hagee being number one. And so subsequently we have this event taking place. It is all PR, pure and simple. It's a plan that I would think would be pretty good if we could encourage the same organizations to pay for Zionist American Jews to go back to Israel. That would be a good start. And sticking with the religious theme, have to throw in a few barbs at one Mr. Huckabee, who some of the pundits seem to think is going to win the Iowa straw vote next week. And I'll be perfectly honest with you, I hope it comes a lot sooner. Can't take much more of this. But Mike Huckabee was with a gentleman by the name of Bill Gothard last week in Houston. And this was reported by the Cincinnati Beacon, which said that presidential hopeful Michael Huckabee has close ties to a fringe evangelicist, Bill Gothard, who runs a little-known Chicago-area institute in basic life principles. He is also a man that runs a homeschooling network. And why do I bring this up? Well, if we think back to the events that unfolded in Colorado a couple of weeks ago when Matthew Murray went on a shooting spree at the New Life Church, he wrote a blog which he stated, and I'll quote his exact words, "I am 22 years old. I was raised in Bill Gothard's homeschool program all the way through high school. I went to the both the basic and the advanced seminars. My mother was fully into both Bill Gothard's programs and this charismatic movement. Now, there's no question that when she, Matthew Murray's mother, was having problems with Matthew, she was told in no uncertain terms, not only by the New Life Church, but by Bill Gothard, it was because of the demonic influences he was having in his life, and subsequently told her to take all offending literature and stuff out of his room. And if you read his blog, it's in large part because of his mother's actions and because of, obviously, the lies that he's been told by his church that caused him to do what he did. Now, this is someone who supports Mike Huckabee, but don't expect the mainstream media in any way, shape, or form to start reporting on this anytime soon. It is an amazing thing to witness. And it leads me to another story that has broken over the last 24 hours. That, and I've said this many times, why people watch Fox News, I don't know. Why I stopped by there today, I have no memory why I stopped there, but I guess it was to do with this this tragic event that happened in San Francisco at the San Francisco Zoo. Apparently, according to a reading between the lines at the Fox News Network, we have Al-Qaeda tigers at the San Francisco Zoo. And some of the bimbos, yes, I know I'm a sexist when I say that, some of the bimbos on that show are demanding that there be some sort of inquiry as to protect people from wild animals at zoos. This is the same kind of mentality that people have when they talk about Al-Qaeda and the boogeyman called terrorism, that we need something to be done to protect us against the evils of terrorism. First of all, it shows the naivete of the people at Fox News who don't understand animals, number one, and who think that somehow a government is instituted to protect them, as if it's some sort of written into the Constitution somewhere that the government is going to protect you against all things pointy and sharp. It was probably one of the most despicable displays I've ever witnessed. But then again, I said, why do people watch Fox News? For what purpose do people watch Fox News? It is nothing but misinformation, and and it boggles the mind on many different levels. Right now here, let me tell you something about Arizona. Well, first, the good things about Arizona. The weather is great. This month, January, and this is not a plug for the Chamber of Commerce by any way, shape, or form, but the month of January in Arizona is amazing. This week, we got all the bowl games taking place, so the town is filled with tourists. That's followed by probably the largest car show on the planet, Barrett Jackson. Comes into town halfway through the month. The end of the month, we have the FBR Open, which is a party disguised as a golf tournament. And to round it off, we are hosting the Super Bowl. So what do tourists have to look forward to when they arrive at the Valley of the Sun? Now, tell you for a bit.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Title song from their CD, Sunday. So, thousands, hundreds of thousands of tourists are going to be visiting the Valley of the Sun over the next 30 days. This is just a it's just a little heads up for those folks wanting to visit, either to come to the Super Bowl, come to the FBI Open, come to the Barrett Jackson car auction, want to come and watch a couple of bowl games, whatever it is, there are some things that you have to know. Arizona, Phoenix in particular, is a police state. Now, the interesting thing about all these events that are happening, and these are big, major events, they employ thousands of Mexicans. Starting January the 1st, however, employees in Arizona, if they knowingly hire a Mexican, they are subject to major fines, and if they are caught a second time, they may lose a license. So there could be a few problems with the Super Bowl, with the FBI Open, and with the Barrett-Jackson car auction, and yes, the bowl games as well. Now, that's the discomfort side of things. On on a more interesting note, however, visitors should be made aware of the fact that we have cameras everywhere. They are on the freeways. If you exceed 65 miles an hour, you will receive in the mail a nice photograph of yourself in your car with a $128 fine if you exceeded the speed limit by a paltry few miles. And now, granted, they give you a few miles grace. The speed's limit posted on all highways in Phoenix area, 65 miles an hour. They give you to 70. If you go 71, that's $128. And then it goes up from that point. Now, if you stay away from the highways, you have to also be aware of that we have roving cameras. Yes, these are cameras that pop up in unannounced spots all over the city on a regular basis that do exactly the same thing. Now, if you are pulled over in the fine city of Phoenix, Arizona, prepare to have all your documentation in order, because there is stories out there that Scottsdale Police Department will want to know whether or not you are a U.S. citizen, and you have to prove it. If you can't prove it, you could be in a lot of trouble. Having said that, let me remind all those people that are coming here for a good time that we have a alcohol limit here of 0.08. 0.08 means that if you drink two beers in an hour, say, you will blow 0.08. You will then be subjected to a minimum. This is a minimum of what you are subjected to in Phoenix and Scottsdale if you are bust driving impaired. You don't have to be drunk to get busted for driving impaired here. You can, anything could impair you. You could be on Sudafed for all I know, and you could be an impaired driver. It's going to cost you, outside of the time and all the rest, it's going to cost you a minimum of $10,000. So this is going to be a huge cash cow. Well, they got to make up the shortfall from the loss of sales tax from real estate somehow, and so they are turning into a full-blown police state. Outside of that, let me say, if you come here and if you don't drink and you don't drive and you don't rely on Mexican help in any way, shape, or form, you just may have a fairly decent time here in the Valley of the Sun. Besides, the weather is great. Can't complain about the weather. It's one thing you won't be able to complain about. 75 degrees and blue skies and gorgeous. But the rest of the stuff is a little disturbing. We'll take a short break and be right back. I hope I don't get sued for this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888 888- 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Album Sunday by 363. Yes, I'm a little biased on this one. By the way, I forgot one other little public service announcement for those of you coming to the Phoenix area over the next month. If you are flying into Sky Harbor Airport, you'll be able to get in fairly easily. Getting out could be a major problem if you happen to have any outstanding tickets or warrants against you anywhere in the continental United States. Yes, in order to make you safer, the good folks at Homeland Security now have new policies and procedures at Sky Harbor International Airport. If you look suspicious, if you seem to be a little nervous, if you happen to be the wrong color, they will run a extensive background check on you to make sure you do not have any warrants or outstanding tickets. And if you do, you will summarily be arrested and locked up. maybe even given one of those fancy little pair of pink shorts from Joe Arpaio. It's no laughing matter. It's police state 101. I can deal with it. Because I've lived in a police state. As I've said, there's many advantages to living in a communist country. When you live in a communist country, you actually know what the rules of the game are. Unfortunately, when you live in a pseudo, free society, you can fall foul of these, police state tactics and, end up in a bad place. And it's just the way it is. It's like this whole story about this tiger out of San Francisco and the naivete of a lot of people referring to them as wild, vicious animals. No, the tiger did what tigers do. Probably what we're going to find out about this incident is these three youths, they've now been identified as 19 and 20-year-olds, were more than likely antagonizing the tiger. Animals, and I have a problem with calling them wild animals. To people who don't understand animals, yes, they can be unpredictable, and yes, at times they can be wild. But if you were like me and you grew up amongst animals, you get to understand them, and you get to understand how they operate. It's pretty much how you live in a communist country. You learn what the rules of the game are. I was amazingly impressed by the analogy that Ron Paul used on Meet the Press with Tim Russert the other day, when Tim Russert was almost beside himself in drawing the analogy that Ron Paul was blaming the United States for the attacks on September the 11th, when Ron Paul was trying to make the point. Tim, you're going to understand. If you walk into a snake pit and you start bouncing around in front of the snake pit, don't be surprised if the snakes bite you. This is what animals do when you infringe on their space. You see, having been brought up in Africa, you learn respect for the animals. In other words, you learn to respect their domain. You know where their domain is. And if you do not respect their domain, animals will do what animals naturally do. It is not because they are wild, vicious creatures. It's because you've violated their space. You have threatened their abode. You are threatening their young. Or you are threatening their tribe. Hundreds, if not thousands, of tourists to Africa's game parks have all died unfortunate deaths because they seem to think that animals are like lions and tigers and leopards. They think they like large pussycats. No, they're not large pussycats. But if you understand how lions operate and how they function, you can live with lions very peaceably. The same thing goes for elephants. I mean, if you understand how elephants operate, you don't go downwind on elephants, especially if they got young around, because you got a bull that's going to come and stomp on your head, as many unfortunate tourists in Africa have realized, only a little bit too late. And so if you don't understand the rules of the jungle, you will become a victim of that jungle. And the rules of the jungle are no different to living in a quasi-police state. It's exactly the same thing. You just got to know who the animals are in this jungle. And you got to know where they operate, and you got to know how to play the game. You got to know the rules of the game. If you don't know the rules of the game, they will stomp you as sure as elephants have stomped tourists in Kruger National Park. Because the beast is all-consuming. Said this many times before. This does not mean that you hide and you cringe away from the beast. It just means you use a little street smarts. Unfortunately, we don't have street smarts in this country any longer. We are all petrified by the boogeyman. Excuse the popping sound, I haven't got a screen yet. And it's irritating me, so it must be irritating you. But this is the simple facts of life. And a lot of people miss that. And a lot of people coil up in fear. I mean, it gets to the point where I get beside myself, and I get a little short with people on the telephone sometimes, and I apologize for that. The insanity of some people out there trying to, I don't know what it is, trying to protect yourself and your anonymity, forget that. I mean, it's nice not to leave footprints all over freshly laid snow. I can understand that concept. I can understand that theory. But there's some people out there that are so paranoid, they have become frozen in action. You know, when we talk about gold, same thing happens. People are afraid to buy certain types of gold because they've been conditioned by other people that owning one type of gold is better than owning another type of gold because this gold the government can't seize. Well, the government, it doesn't matter what kind of gold you got. If the government wants to seize it, it's going to seize it. Not that the government is going to seize it in the first place, because it's you know, how anybody makes that decision has to be a raving lunatic. Especially in light of all the financial troubles the United States is facing right now, a government recall of private ownership of gold would be a death knell for the dollar. The dollar is already on its last legs. What do you want to do? Increase its demise by declaring that we're going to come off after 1% of the population? They don't have to come after your gold, for goodness sake. If they want to steal your stuff, all they got to do is raise taxes or impose new rules and regulations that classify you as a terrorist. As I said, seen it all before. Seen the people who survive, and I've seen the people who fail. It's lessons of life. It's called being street smart, as I said. And it's amazing how much misinformation is going on out there. Yes, within the Patriot community. As a matter of fact, Patriot community is its own worst enemy. We have this tendency to form these circular firing squads. I mean, look what happened with the Minuteman Project. Talk about dysfunctional families. Jeez. But I've seen it. I've seen it up close and personal. Now, people get distracted from the big picture and succumb themselves to hype that has absolutely no basis in reality or fact. You know, one subject we haven't spoken about in a while, and that's obviously what is going on in Iraq. If you notice, there's been no stories of late. And the only stories you hear is that we are winning. The greatest human tragedy in the last 100 years unfolding before our very eyes. I got a couple of stories that I posted on republictradinggroup.net today. The top story, not on the finance side, the top story talks about the events that happened in World War I. 1914, in the trenches between the British and the Germans, and the truce that came about on Christmas Eve when the British soldiers heard the Germans singing a Christmas hymn in German, Silent Night, and the British joined it. Now, this is like the most despicable warfare of all. It's in the trenches. It's miserable. It's wet. It's cold. They have very little as far as creature comforts are concerned. And they signed, well, they didn't sign anything. They came together on Christmas Eve. Two peoples. On either side of a conflict, who had both been brainwashed that the other side was evil personified. This caused great consternation within the British Army, because the British Army didn't want their soldiers to see the enemy as human beings. You see, I mean, this is the whole psychological thing behind war. You can't have a soldier out there having empathy for the enemy, because he's got to kill the enemy, which is an unnatural human act. This is the reason why we have developed standoff weaponry, like Russia has right now. Over the weekend, launched an intercontinental ballistic missile with numerous nuclear warheads. And they ain't pointing it towards China, or they ain't pointing it towards Israel. There's only one country they're pointing it towards. Why are they doing this? This whole concept that has infested American psyche since the start of this stupid war on terror is to create a boogeyman of epic proportion. See, because unless you do that, you can't kill your enemy. And this is permeated its way through, obviously, all the news media, the ABCs, the CBSs, the NBCs, CNN, and especially the Fox News Channel, where these people are so far gone, they are equating the the situation with what a tiger does that is in captivity to wanting to make us safe. Now, apparently, according to the bimbos at Fox, we have a serious problem. Zoos are a place where people are supposed to feel safe. Well, yeah, you can feel safe in a zoo so long as you don't go up to the tigers and start throwing things at them and antagonizing them, because tigers are going to tend to do something unpredictable. Yes, they can leap high walls. Yes, they can leap 20-foot ditches. If you mess with an animal, expect the animal to mess with you. He is not doing anything outside of his character. He's doing exactly what God intended him to do. If you notice, he didn't start eating on the boy he killed. He just killed him. And what is the ultimate cost we all are going to bear for sending 19-year-old kids with their heads filled with propaganda about the reason why you want to kill your fellow man? Well, guess what? These now walking psychological time bombs are coming back to the United States, where the stress of being put in a situation that nobody, no 19-year-old kid should be put in the first place, are coming back and committing heinous crimes for no apparent reason. Knight Ridder reports, soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan are increasingly running afoul of the law, bringing the stress of war to Colorado Springs streets. Most of it is small-time stuff, but some of the allegations against soldiers in the past 3 years has been serious. This month, police said a crime ring at Fort Carson, Iraq war veterans were responsible for the deaths of two GIs. The volume of military-related crime off-post is beginning to tax civilian law enforcement. Felony El Paso County jail bookings for service members have jumped from 295 in 2005 to 471 so far this year. Do I blame these 19-year-old kids? No, I no more blame these 19-year-old kids than I blame a tiger jumping over his cage to kill some ratty little kid who was most probably throwing rocks at him. It's the unintended consequences of a lie, of a false doctrine that has been put into these people's heads. You know, I sometimes hope that at some point in time, in my lifetime, we actually run out of people to hate. I mean, if you think about it, we have hated somebody or some ethnic group since the beginning of time. Americans I've hated Indians. They've hated blacks. We've hated Jews. We've hated Germans. We've hated Italians. We hate the French. We hate the Japanese. We hated the Chinese. I mean, at some point in time, we're going to run out of people to hate. And then what are we going to do? Yes, we'll start eating our own. We'll be back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Misunderstood. They say we stand for nothing.
back. Final segment for this Wednesday, waiting for the world to change. You know, I've often come to the conclusion I get along better with animals than I do with people. And it's a true statement. I understand animals. I understand how they think. I understand a lot about animals. And I've always said that you can always judge a man's character by the way he treats animals. And it's also the reason I've always held immense respect for American Indians, because they have always had immense respect for the animals. There's a video on republictradinggroup.net today. And granted, I understand the people who put this video together. Or it was sponsored by Oxfam. No question, a decidedly leftist organization, but it tells the story of two Indian women in, I'm not sure if it was in North Dakota, but I think it is. But it is a story of what the Bureau of Land Management did to these two old Indian women who had legal title to their land. But unfortunately, what they didn't understand was there was a lot of gold under the land that they owned. And so subsequently, Barrick Gold, a Canadian firm, won out by forcing the United States Bureau of Land Management not only to evict this woman but kill all her horses. Indians have a strong relationship with their horses. They believe that their horses have spirits, and when they go off to wherever they go off to, the spirit land, that their animals come with them. And so it's, as I said, it's one of those unfortunate things that a lot of people do not understand history, fail to learn history, and it seems as though there's a whole segment of this population right now that is just consumed with this fear and this hatred that will ultimately destroy this country. Our only hope, my friends, our only hope is to elect Ron Paul President of the United States. Till tomorrow, see you back.
Since 1990.